From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama says his executive action on immigration will prevent the deportation of about 4 million parents and guardians currently lacking the same legal status as their children. The president continued to defend his decision address on Saturday.
Nothing about this action will benefit anyone who has come to this country recently or who might try and come to America illegally in the future. It does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently or offer the same benefits that citizens receive.
The president unveiled his plan Thursday and visited Las Vegas to discuss the action on Friday. Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. will provide an estimated $135 million for food assistance to civilians affected by the war in Syria. Speaking in Istanbul, Turkey this weekend, Biden said the newest round of U.S. aid is designed to help feed those affected by the war within Syria, in Turkey, and refugees in neighboring countries.
Turkey is providing, as they do in the humanitarian way, everything from housing to health care to food to clothing. And it's the government and the people of Turkey that have welcomed and cared for those displaced by this war.
The total U.S. assistance will top more than $3 billion since the crisis erupted. The University of Virginia has suspended its fraternities. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the move is in response to allegations of sexual assaults at one of the school's frat houses.
University of Virginia President Teresa Sullivan announced a suspension just days after a Rolling Stone magazine article was published that detailed the alleged gang rape of a university student in a campus fraternity house in 2012. The story graphically described the alleged assault and the university's questionable response to it. The University of Virginia is one of 86 schools under federal investigation for its handling of reported sexual assaults. In her statement, University President Sullivan said that groups of students, alumni, faculty, and others will meet in the coming months to take the next steps needed to stop sexual assaults on campus. Fraternities are suspended until January 9th. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A flood watch will go into effect Sunday for parts of western New York. Buffalo was pounded by lake effect snow last week that totaled up to 7 feet in some areas, and forecasters say rain and warmer temperatures may lead to massive flooding. Governor Andrew Cuomo says they are ready for whatever weather events happen in the next few days.
Our motto is prepare for the worst and hope for the best, and we are preparing for the worst.
The governor is deploying pumps, boats, helicopters, and high-axle vehicles that can operate in up to 5 feet of water. As western New York digs out, more driving bans are being lifted, and exit ramps have reopened on the westernmost portion of the New York State Thruway. This is NPR News in Washington. The British-based human rights group has been keeping track of the fatalities from U.S. airstrikes on Islamic militants in Syria for the last 2 months. Larry Miller reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says U.S.-led airstrikes have killed 910 people, among them 52 civilians. 785 of the dead were reported to be fighters with the so-called Islamic State. 72 were members of Al-Qaeda's Syrian wing, the Al-Nusra Front. The group says the actual number of ISIS fighters killed may be far greater because the Islamic State maintains absolute secrecy on casualties. An estimated 500 British have gone to Syria to fight, at least 27 have died, including two London men who were reportedly killed by Allied airstrikes on Kobani in the last few days. There's no indication how many militants and civilians have been killed in airstrikes in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Monday is the deadline for six world powers and Tehran to reach a deal to limit Iran's nuclear program. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier says negotiations on an agreement are in the final stages, with the outcome still very uncertain.
Now in our 10 years negotiations about Iran, this is the weekend, or these are the hours of truth. And we have to check now if Iran is really ready to move in the right direction.
Iran is continuing to deny allegations that it's trying to develop nuclear weapons. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.